Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we're doing a full hour of Monster College because, well, I had it on last night, or last weekend, but I never decided to do it. I just literally left the game on, listening to the music, and dealing with the social media crap that was going on at the time. So, while the game is still available on Steam, let's continue. Hopefully the crazy Australian ladies aren't against Monster Girls, but they might be. How dare these monstrous... I don't know. We'll see. We have no idea what they're going to cook up. But anyway, Monster College, we like this. So, also, I was looking at the, what is it? The Monster High... And there's a plant one. And I was like, oh, dude, I hope there's a plant one in Monster College, because that's the route I'd go to. A lot of you guys don't know this, but when I was younger, playing Resident Evil Code Veronica... There was a character that, I think it was Ashford, Alexia Ashford turned into, and it was a plant character, and I really got into that. There's actually some deviant art made of that character, but it's very rare. You won't find that much. They had a figure of it, too, and I'd love to have that figure, but it's extremely overpriced. I think they were pricing it at about $100 and something. I don't have the room for it anyway, but I'd absolutely love to have that. Now, for those of you who have played through the whole game, she started out in the plant for it was the fire form first, which I used that, for a book that I was actually working on. I had been inspired by that. But then there was the plant form of her, and then there was the bee form. I'm not interested in the queen bee form, but I'm extremely interested in the plant form. So, yes, there's a possibility they are remaking Code Veronica, and I will come down on Capcom with a rage you have never seen if they do not add the plant form to Alexia's transformation. It's very, very important, and it was also part of her figures for a very long time. So, plant version, even though it was one version, remember, she had three forms. She had the fire, the plant, and the bee. The plant has to be in it. It's very, very important. But hopefully we'll have the plant girl in this one too, because I'm definitely 100% calling the plant girl. As long as you water her, everything is fine, right? Just make sure to water her so she doesn't, you know. I don't know how they'll handle that. But anyway, let's get started. We got a whole fucking hour. Something on your mind? You have no idea. I'm struggling to concentrate on studying. I feel so dumb I can't understand anything. You're a good student, right? How do you do it? I don't think I have any particular technique. I simply focus on the goal and don't lose sight of it until I achieve it. I wish I had your determination. It's not easy to stay focused, and it's not like I've always been like this. Did you also have trouble concentrating in the past? Yeah, especially after the loss of my mother. Your mother? Oh, I'm sorry, I had no idea. It's been a long time. It's okay. It's still something you always carry within you. Rachel seems much more sensitive and profound compared to our previous encounter. I like this version of her. That's true. And her disappearance made me who I am today, actually made me stronger. I guess tragedies can help us grow. Wise words, Rachel. No need to flatter me, Grim. Ha ha. I just feel a bit smarter at night. You know, vampires and stuff. During the day, I'm, well, even dumber. I think it's a typical trait for my kind. After all, I'm still a vampire, a creature born from the darkness, I guess. Rachel laid down. Feels like she really wanted to talk, maybe vent a bit. Damn, she's really sexy. Creatures born from the darkness? Said like that feels quite scary. Should I be afraid of you, Rachel? No. No, don't fear. I'm harmless. Besides, werewolf blood has a strange effect on us. Really? What kind of effect? It acts almost like a drug. It alters our senses and perception a bit. That's one of the bizarre characteristics of us vampires. Sorry, I don't know much about this stuff either. No, it's interesting. What else? I mean, are the stereotypes about all vampires true? I feel like I know nothing at this point. Let's see, the sun weakens us. Born vampires don't really age. The story of the cross and garlic is total nonsense. All stuff you probably knew already. We can't naturally turn into bats, but some of us like my father have learned spells to achieve that. I'm about your age, I guess. Definitely not a millennial creature like Dragomira. I'm a born vampire. I wasn't turned into one. To my knowledge, only a vampire is able to turn into a bat. Vampire women can only give birth once in their lifetime. Oh, I didn't know that. It's a good thing. Otherwise, there'd be so many vampires on Earth. Right. We can only die if reduced to ashes. And what if someone cuts off your head? The head remains alive and so does the body, but, well, you can understand that it's not a pleasant way to live. Got it. I know of vampires who have been buried alive. It's terrible. People can be jerks, as can we vampires. Are you vindictive, Grimm? I wouldn't know. To be honest, I don't know. I've never been in a situation that made me feel vengeful before. And you? I'm not. Never? Never been. Don't think I ever will be. You're very sure of yourself. Something must have happened to her in the past. I'm very sure of myself about a few, very few things. This is one of them. What else are you sure of? Well, I'm sure about things I like, for example. And what do you like? Let's see. I like colors, dance music, trashy movies, cute dresses, werewolves with rippling muscles and clear eyes. Huh, interesting. Do you know anyone like that? Maybe. Then, what else are you sure about? I'm sure I've taken too much of your time, Grimm. No, don't worry. It's a pleasure talking to you. Don't worry. I know I'm intrusive. I don't think so. You're too kind. Have a good night, Grimm. Good night to you too, Rachel. Rachel is delightful. I'm glad I talked to her. Now it's better for me to get back to studying. Wait a minute. She didn't close the call. She's really clumsy. The camera is still on. Her room is visible, but not her. Where is she? Ah, there she is. She's in front of the mirror. What a ridiculous situation. Should I tell her? Oh, what's she doing? Hope she's not doing something strange. After all, she's still a vampire. That sweater is very sexy. One thing is certain, Rachel knows how to dress. Even when she's alone in her room, her appearance is always well-groomed. I think it's better if I disconnect. No, I gotta see this. She's undressing. Damn, I feel like a voyeur, spying on her. What should I do? Who cares? I can't miss such a show. What if she's done it on purpose? Rachel wants my attention, and I'm happy to give it to her. She's so beautiful, slim, not an ounce of fat. On the other hand, her vampire physiology will always ensure that she stays in the best shape possible. What is she doing now? Checking her teeth? Looks like it. Is it a vampire thing? Nah, that's dumb. What's she thinking about? Something is troubling her. She sounded kind of sad tonight. I feel like she couldn't have brought herself to open to me. I could have helped her if she told me what it was about. Huh? She got a message. She hinted a smile. Good. A message she was waiting for? Someone she cares about? Man, am I nosy. Her breasts are small, but still delightful. I like to hold her close to me. I enjoy observing her, not only for her looks, these are also really good renders, but also to keep myself sharp in interpreting body signals. Of course, there's not much to interpret. She looks so sad. Maybe the message she received wasn't what she expected. I'm sorry for her, she doesn't deserve so much sadness. What can I do for her? I could call her, I have her number. Better not. She could notice that I was spying on her. Damn it, Rachel. Seeing you like this hurts me. The other day you felt so carefree and cheerful. And now? You are the embodiment of sadness. I need to do something for her. I want to cheer her up. I can't stand to see her like this. Good night, Rachel. Meditating. Did that last night. I do recommend that. I've been sitting here in the woods for hours now. Professor Lionel assigned me this exercise. I guess it's meant to enhance my senses. And I gotta say that I indeed that indeed I feel something more. The wolf inside me. It's getting more powerful. Ooh, we can improve our smell or we can improve our stealth. Well, normally, guys, I'm not a stealth player. Like, even in Cyberpunk, I'm not really using a lot of the stealth, and I'm not using a lot of the net running shit either, which a lot of you guys would probably be like, why not, Grim? That's part of the game. But I don't know, I don't like that. I'm not really using blunt weapons. But, let's see. Let's improve the smell. That could come in handy later, I think. Spending so much time here has significantly improved my sense of smell. I can perceive scents that were unfamiliar to me before. I can even smell those that are very far away. It's a fantastic sensation. So that's kind of cool. You actually earn skills. And it's not in a sandbox mode. It's a real pleasure to have you among us, Grim. Welcome to my art class. Okay, she's a deer woman. Emily told me a lot about you. Emily is one of the biggest students on campus. In fact, the best I've had in the last 10 years. She says you're a typical werewolf. An atypical werewolf. No, we're not a typical werewolf, we're an atypical. I know, that's really messed up, right? But it literally means you're not. Even though somebody said, you're atypical werewolf. Oh, I'm just normal? No, you're atypical. It would be really interesting. You know, it'd be better if they did something else with this terminology. Atypical? Yes, atypical. Again, it's a really bizarre way to say things. Some of these medical terms are really bad. Like, I think I'm one of the... I've noticed a lot of these terms over the years. I'm like, why are we calling this that? And it's not even in the sense of... It's like, well, who are you to... It's like, it's just not proper English. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of doctors that go to school for certain things, but... Their English probably isn't that great. And I'm not, you know, harping on them because they're foreigners. Because a lot of doctors that we deal with here in the States are foreigners now. But they use these terms that are just not... They don't make logical sense. They don't make sense in the English language. And I'm like, okay, so we need to change that. Non-typical? We can't say untypical. But it would be different, because when you say, oh, you're a typical werewolf. What? What do you mean? See, that just, it doesn't work. And I think other people from other countries would probably notice the same, you know, issue. As in different from the others. See, it doesn't make sense. It's like, have you met other wolves? Unfortunately, yes. That Alex guy. I see. Well, the other werewolves are more like Alex. They'd never attend an art course. They think they know themselves, but it's not true. What do you mean? For centuries, an incorrect idea of werewolves has spread among your kind. Strength, aggressive, leadership, determination, but also arrogance, presumption, excessive confidence. These are all characteristics that belong to you and distinguish you. However, they are only a part of what you really are. Your potential is so much greater. You have become too human. You have prioritized secondary traits, neglecting the primary ones. Over the centuries, you have drifted further and further from the beauty of nature. But it is nature that created you, and it is nature that nourished you. To move away from something means to lose that something. And everything that nature has given you for thousands of years is disappearing. How so? Your culture imposes an aggressive and authoritarian lifestyle on you. But nature is harmony and balance. In many of you, there is no longer harmony and balance. And what does losing harmony and balance entail? Alex, do I need to add anything here? I don't think so. Now, with your permission, I would like to measure your creative energy. What do you mean? Professor Shosha has great powers. She has magical abilities. Just by touching your hands, she can grasp your potential. Interesting. Oh, who's that behind? Okay, Professor Shosha, I'm ready. Thank you, Grim. I'm very curious. Let's see. Relax. Free your mind from any thoughts. Breathe in, breathe out. Don't be afraid. Inhale, exhale. Could, just like that. I see. Verdict? Do I have midichlorians? Can I use the Force? I don't know Star Trek. Actually, it would be... Anyway, Emily was not wrong. There's great potential in you. Great. Do you know what it means? Professor Shosha got really close to me. She entered my personal space. In fact, I feel like she's flirting. What does it mean? I wouldn't know. It means I will personally mentor you. Usually newcomers are mentored by older students, in this case, Emily. But given your potential, I'd be happy to take care of you. Emily didn't take it well. It's clear that she wanted to be the one mentoring me. Maybe I should say something. So, I don't know. I don't know if we want the dear girl or Emily. But I think Shosha knows what she's fucking talking about, so I'm actually more willing to go with Shosha. But I want to know why that's got a white, what that means. You see that option has one and it doesn't? I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means it's a big deal or... Oh! That was the light reflecting. I feel sorry for Emily, but Shosha is still the teacher. Surely she will have more experience than her. Yeah, I say the same. Thank you, Professor Shosha. I won't let you down. Now it's better if you introduce yourself to Grace and Susie. They haven't taken their eyes off you since you entered. Okay, so she is a merwoman. You know, the ones that pop up and annoy you in Castlevania? Yeah, she's like the daughter of those guys. Ah, there he is. You're quite the chatterbox, huh? And you must be Grace. The most beloved mermaid on campus. So, Grim, are you taking the art course because you want to hook up with Emily, or are you here for Miss Shosha? There's also a dough girl there. Grace seems bold and direct, but above all, provocative and sexy. Both? Miss Shosha, Emily, it doesn't concern you.
Everybody.
Both, actually. Interesting, both at once or one at a time? I'm not sure. What do you recommend? Let's see. I'd say one at a time. Alright, I'll keep your advice in mind. Are you always this funny, Grace? I try to be. Aren't you afraid of making others uncomfortable? Nah, that was my goal. Do you enjoy making people uncomfortable? It's my favorite hobby. Unfortunately, I failed with you. Damn, I'm sorry. Can I do something to make it up? I'm afraid not. I'm done with you. Damn, that's drastic. I'm always fun, drastic, and I have fun playing the slut, too. You're not a slut. That's what they say about me. I'm telling you before you hear of it by someone else. Well, I don't think you're a slut. I believe you're just a girl who takes things lightly. And who likes fun, one way or the other. I like you, Grim. Emily and Professor Shosha were right about you. You're different from the other werewolves. And from most humans, too. Now, it's better if you go meet Goat Titties over there. She looks nervous. Easily gets anxious, that one. Susie, right? Yeah, watch it, Grim. Susie's not like me. What do you mean, that she's not a slut? Haha, asshole. Get lost. She's a goat woman? Okay, I thought she was more of a doe because of the ears, but no, she's a goat girl. Hi. I'm Susie. Nice to meet you. Pleasure's mine, Susie. I'm glad you decided to take the art course. I felt like doing something new, and this course sounded like fun. You made the right choice. Art brings out the best in us. It's freedom to express oneself. Yeah, I guess you're right about that, Susie. Hee hee. Since I started attending this course, I've become much more confident. You know, it's my first year too. Looks like you've adapted quickly. The girls here are good people. They're good friends. Everyone is very kind to me. This community is very close-knit. I like it here. Though I miss my family, too. Your accent, you don't sound like a local. Where are you from? I'm from Europe, a remote village in the Alps at almost 3,000 meters above sea level. Oh, I see. I imagine it's quite cold there. That's right, but we're used to it. We've been forced to live up there. You know, it's not easy for us fawns to hide from... I knew she was a fawn! From human eyes. Our appearance is difficult to disguise. We've been driven to extinction several times. That sucks. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sadden you. I'm sorry. It wasn't my intention. No, don't worry, Susie. In fact, I like learning these facts. It's not stuff we humans know of. You're very kind and understanding, Grim. It was a pleasure to meet you. Now it's better if you go to Miss Shosha. She's waiting for you. Of course, I'll go to her right away. Thank you for the chat, Susie. See you around. Bye, Grim. Here you are, finally. The girls took a lot of your time. I'll take care of you now. I'll unleash your artistic flair. Your mind will become creative. You'll be able to fully exploit your repressed potential. Thank you, Professor. Just call me Shosha, Grim. Don't see me as your teacher, but as a friend. Which in other terms means I'm eager to fuck you, Grim. Good to know. Of course, Shosha. The art course was really interesting. Don't forget about his mummy roommate. The girls were delightful. Professor Shosha is very nice. She's very youthful. And now, the MMC Club. I doubt I'll find the same kind of people there. There will only be bullies who can't wait to crush my bones. It doesn't matter. I need the physical training, too. I have to learn how to fight. Mixed Monster Combat. I was hoping you'd join us, Grim. When I heard that you enrolled in the art course, well, it gave me goosebumps. Is it so unusual? It's very unusual, yes. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing against art. I just hope to have some new opponents to challenge. Usually we only take one extra course. Too many commitments. They're not for us. A painting course is not that demanding, after all. Not for me, buddy. Not for me. The thing is, there are only a few of us in the MMC Club. It's hard to find new members. I guess others don't enjoy being beaten to a pulp. Why, do you enjoy it? Me? Sorry. I haven't introduced myself. I'm Ben. I'm the MMC champion. I haven't been defeated. Yet. Damn. Modestly, I'm the best. So what are the rules? What rules? The ones about fighting. Of course. Well, there's only one rule. There are no rules. There are no rules in Fight Club. Are you quoting Fight Club? Exactly. Brilliant movie. If you say so. Brilliant movie. Go watch it. But I don't understand. What? If there's no rules, can we use our special abilities? That's the point of MMC. Isn't that great? Doesn't mean I can turn into a werewolf and devour you? You mean you want to kill me? It's implied that you have to defeat your opponents, not kill them. Of course. Ah, finally. The other members of the club are coming, Grim. These are Maxine and Nina. But one is a ghoul girl, and the other one looks just like a regular old human. Oh, things are getting exciting. No, these girls are more than exciting. Breathtaking. It'd be a real shame to fight against them. She's definitely a zombie girl. Hence the color green. And who is this? This is Grim Wellwood, a new member. I don't like him. Turn him down. We need members, Nina. Not him. I don't want him. Make him go, Ben. Nina, huh? What a bitch. She's one of the most attractive women I've ever seen, but I can't help but despise her attitude. Yet something about her unexpectedly attracts me. I can't figure out what it is. Nina, please don't do this. If we keep on not accepting those few who want to be a part of the club, well, we'll end up having to close. This is different. There's already me as a werewolf. We don't need any more. Oh, she's a werewolf. Nina's like me. That explains the attraction towards her. I wonder if she feels the same way about me. What do you think, mate? But I can't keep silent. I have to say something. Afraid of being defeated by a newcomer, Nina? Not at all. I'm afraid of making our kind look bad. Here we mean business. Bones break and bodies bleed. Great. Can't wait to make you bleed. I'm not joking. As you've already heard, we are few in this club. Everyone would like to be part of it, but few have the courage to truly do it. I am here. You are here because being a Wellwood, you are convinced that you always have an easy path. But it's not like that. We don't look at bloodlines here. In this arena, we're all equal. I never thought of using my name to assert myself. I really hope so, because here you have to show your muscles. Listen, Nina, I don't know why you have a problem with me, but I don't want to be, but I want to be a part of this club. I want to put myself to the test. I want to prove to myself that I can compete with the strongest. Challenge each other. What do you say, Ben? The boy is not ready. Not even remotely. He can hardly transform. It doesn't have to be a real fight. We can do something different. I understand. I have an idea. You'll have to touch me, Grim. What do you mean? We'll get in the ring, and if you manage to touch my ears, then you're in for me. Oh, I see. What were you thinking? Well, I'm in. Let's do it. I can't wait to humiliate you, Grim. You're still too human to even remotely think you can compete against me. Okay. I've never seen a person more arrogant than you. Can you tell me what your problem is? My problem is that you're wasting my time. Ben is too kind to you. But I'm different, and I'll do everything to humiliate you in the worst possible way. I believe you have self-esteem issues. You seek to denigrate others to appear better than you are. Others? No, just you. And if I were to defeat you? Impossible. What if it happened? I'm not accustomed to solving problems that don't exist. Your arrogance is downright embarrassing. Defend yourself! You're slow, Grim. Shit, she's right. I was hoping to catch her off guard, but her speed and reflexes are impressive. I'm here, Grim. So? Tired already? Ha 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 ha! Look at this, Maxine. Look at this softy struggling. Fuck. Oh dear, am I trapped now? I'm so done. Should I surrender? You have little to joke about. You're truly trapped. Oh, you idiot. Perhaps you're not as agile as you think. Prepare to be defeated, Nina. Are you serious? Do you really think I'll let myself be defeated by a loser like you? Huh? What the hell? She jumped up there in an instant. How did she do it? And how does she maintain her balance? You seem surprised, Grim. What's wrong? Can't you do it? Didn't your daddy teach you? Little Wellwood, you're a defenseless puppy. I feel so sorry for you. Are you giving up? Or do you prefer to continue being humiliated? I'll never surrender. Very brave, or maybe just very foolish. Catch me if you can. It's impossible. She can't run on top of that so quickly. Ahaha! I can't even reach her. Grim, come on. Come here and touch my ears. Ahaha! Damn it, I have no chance of reaching her ears. From this position, it's impossible. Grim, what are you thinking about? Are we done here? Are you giving up? Maybe I should give up. I'll never get to touch her ears, though. Maybe I have an idea. A crazy idea, but it might work. I'll never surrender. Really? I admire your determination, but I warn you that... Shut up! Oh dear. I did it! I won! Nina is defeated. Give it back, you damn pervert! You want it back? Come and get it. What you did was unfair. Really? I thought there were no rules. Fuck you, asshole, piece of shit. It's immoral. Give it back. Never. Come closer and I'll give it to you. But then you'll be able to touch my ears. You're perceptive. You're a coward. Think what you want. You're a pervert and a coward. And you, dear, have been defeated. Do you admit your defeat? Okay, okay. I lost, you won. Are you happy? Her scent, it's so sublime. I never smelled anything so delightful. It's something beyond sexual desire. What is it? Is it her being a werewolf that makes me desire her like this? Well, I'm waiting. Touch me and let's get this over with. Forgive me, Nina. Here. Done. She's leaving. Without saying a word. I don't want it to end like this. I don't want her to go. I want her to stay here with me. Damn, what's happening to me? Is some kind of animal pheromone making fun of my brain? Nina. Not a word. Gone. Nina. Now she's the only thing in my head. Great job, my friend. Truly a brilliant move. You've been fantastic. It was an unfair move. Bullshit. It was a masterstroke. I would have never thought of something like that. I'm glad to have you in the club. You see, you'll see, we'll have fun. And I hope that when we face each other, you won't try to take off my pants. Don't worry, Ben. It won't happen. See you, buddy. I hope Nina didn't take it too personally for what I did to her. Ben was rather pleased. To say the least, thrilled about what happened. As for me, I'm confused. I need time to reflect. I'm usually charmed by Nina. A nice shower will only do me good. I'm unusually... I thought that's what it said. I'm unusually charmed by Nina. A nice shower will only do me good. There's someone else. Strange. These are the showers for the MMC Club men. I saw Ben return to his room. Who could be there? Oh, okay. It's just Maxine. Maxine is washing in the men's shower. I'm confused. Is that normal? Maybe in this college, men and women have shared showers? No, that's not possible. I clearly saw the men-only sign when I got in. So, what is Maxine doing in here? I guess she made a mistake. What should I do now? You better leave for now. Better to leave. I don't want to cause further embarrassment. Hold on. I do want to check the press real quick. I think we put it so it won't. I'll stay and watch her. She has a beautiful body. Don't want to miss the show. Her eyes are closed because of the soap. Good for me. Her breasts are perfect. Watching her like this is really exciting. I feel like getting in the shower with her. But I can't stay any longer. I risk being discovered. Maybe I should leave. I have the impression that she's about to open her eyes. I really need a nice refreshing shower. These days are so intense. There's always something happening. Often something spicy. The girls in this college, they're all so beautiful. Grim, what are you doing in the woman's showers? Maxine is looking at me naked. I like being watched. It'd be a good excuse to show her my cock. Maxine, what are you doing here? Oh my, it's so... wow. What did you say? I said, what are you doing in the women's showers? I think you made a mistake. These are the men's showers. Men's showers? Damn it. It happened again. What? I must have been distracted. Damn, it's so embarrassing. But you didn't see me naked, did you? Yes, Maxine, and I have to be honest, it was a pleasure to see you. A pleasure to see me? I don't know what to think. Consider it a compliment, Maxine. You're a really attractive woman. Thank you, but... now what will you do? Will you tell everyone? Tell everyone? Please don't. My reputation would suffer. I'm already notorious for my blunders. People love laughing about me. I don't want them to add stories to the collection. I get it. Don't worry, it'll be our secret. Oh, Grim, you're really a dear boy. Wait. You're a good friend. See you around. Really a bizarre college. And this Maxine, well, I don't know what she is, but my dick was really happy to see her. Hey, Oliver. Grim, my man. How'd it go at the MMC Club? It went well, thanks. Did they get you? Seems like it, yeah. Do you really want to get your bones broken? Getting my bones broken by Nina? Yeah, definitely. Nina Cohen? Forget about her, buddy. Why? She's off limits. What are you talking about? She's Alex Fellshield's buddy. Oh, she's Alex Fellshield's buddy. You mean Nina and that jerk? She's his girl, man. Yeah. That's ludicrous. She's such a beautiful woman. She deserves better than that idiot. Why? How should I know? Maybe he's got a huge dick. Don't think about it, buddy. Forget about her. Instead of, listen to this. I'm organizing a pool party. A pool party? It's gonna be full of hot chicks. And pussy is the best antidote to get Nina off your mind. So, are you with us? Yeah, sure. Sounds like fun. Great! Do I need to bring a swimsuit? No, Grim. Just come naked. Naked? And they say I'm the weird one. Of course you gotta bring a swimsuit. It was a rhetorical question. Sure, yeah, right. By the way, did you bring those documents to Miss Felvia? No. Are you stupid? The enrollment papers, did you at least sign them? Yeah, of course. Then why haven't you brought them to her yet? I've been busy? Busy jerking off? Was there a deadline? My friend, that's Miss Felvia, a sadist. Making people uncomfortable is her favorite hobby. Of course she didn't give you a deadline. I don't follow you. You should have given her back the signed documents the day after receiving them. That's the only way you would have gotten away with it. Gotten away with it? I still don't understand you. Forget it, kid. You're clearly taking too many blows to the head. Take your enrollment forms and bring them to her. Hurry. Okay. And don't forget about the party. I'm counting on you. Okay. Remember to jerk off before coming to the party. That's wise advice, guys. Jerk off? Ugh. Why do I have to explain everything to you? Just do as I say. The mummy knows. Listen to him. Anytime you're gonna go to a party, do that first. Trust me. You'll be glad you did. Now go. Hurry up. I don't know if I'm more worried about Oliver's speech about Miss Felvia or about the fact that Nina is dating that disgusting excuse for a living being, Alex. Damn it. At least I'm looking forward to that pool party. That'd be a great opportunity to hang out with some girls. Help! I thought I heard a voice. Help! I think it's coming from the library. I better check. Miss Felby, I'll have to wait. Help! Olga? Madam Olga, or Professor Olga. What's happening? I'm afraid I've fallen victim to a prank. A prank? Yes, by a student. What kind of prank? The glue prank. The glue prank. You don't know about it? Actually, no, but I can imagine it. Did they stick you to the chair? Exactly. So what do we do now? Don't you have a solution? Should I? Have you never played glue on the chair prank on one of your teachers? Well, no. I told you I'd never even heard of it. I thought you were lying. I have no reason to. Madame Olga is truly a bizarre character. She got stuck on the chair because of something like this. Does she want my help for such a small issue? Or is it just an excuse to get some attention? Her expressionless face doesn't allow me to analyze her. So it wasn't you who played the glue on the chair prank on me? No, Olga, it wasn't me. Miss Olga, or Professor Olga, by now you should have understood that I care about formalities. It's just that given the situation, I thought that... No, I will always be a teacher to you. I will never be your friend. So, Miss Olga, good. So, what? How do you intend to proceed? I'm afraid you'll have to undress, Professor Olga. Take off the dress? Yes. Is that your best solution? I'm afraid so. But this way I'll be naked. Are you not wearing any underwear? Yes, of course, but I don't want you to see my underwear. It's too personal. Why? Because students shouldn't see their teachers in their underwear. Man, tell that to all these teachers that are doing crazy stuff, like on the news. 40-something so far? That's a lot. That's only July. That's just this year. It doesn't seem like such a big deal to me. You think it's not? Definitely not. I understand. Maybe you're right. You're a good student. I'll take off my dress, but you have to turn around. All right. I turned around. Did you turn around? That's what I said. Please stay turned around. Of course. I'm taking off my dress. Great. Why great? Because that way we solve it. Of course. I did. It went well. You've been a great help. Professor Olga is half naked behind me. I'm really curious to get a glimpse of her. I should turn around. She'll get mad, but it'll be worth it. Save that real quick. Do you need any more help? Grim, you turned around. I just wanted to ask if I could do anything else for you. You wanted to see me naked. Underwear with unicorns, Who would have thought? You're looking at me naked. Of course she liked that. It got hearts. It's not respectful towards a teacher. Professor Olga is not bothered at all. She doesn't get upset anymore. Apparently she doesn't mind being looked at by me. You should turn around. Just checking if you got hurt. Really? Of course, the glue prank can be very dangerous, especially since she's made of, like, I guess stuffing and... I don't know, she's a weird character, right? Probably one of the most weirdest characters we've ever had in an AVN. She's like Raggedy Ann. That's true, and that's really gonna date me, by the way. That's true, that's why I asked for your help. Anyway, I'm not hurt. Yeah, I can see that. Thank you. Have a nice day, Grim. Have a nice day, Professor Olga. A great day. Little unicorns. Professor Olga, another surreal experience. On the other hand, in a monster college, I couldn't expect anything different. Here I am in Miss Felvia's office. I arrived really late, but there she is. Yes? Ah, it's you. The office is closed. Go away. I brought the signed documents. What documents? The enrollment for Silverleaf. Didn't you already bring them? No. This is a problem. Why? Because enrollment's closed at 6 o'clock p.m. At 6:05. Exactly. I don't understand what you're trying to tell me. I'm not trying to tell you anything. I'll leave the signed documents on the desk for you. You can't. Enrollments are closed. It's just 5 minutes late, lady. 7. I don't like this game you're playing. I should slam you to the ground and shove my huge cock up your ass. Till you scream with pleasure and pain mixed together. You do not want to do that to Felvia. I can't wait. Felvia's back in my head again. She sends me these absurd thoughts. Oh, that's right, that's her fucking with him. Absurd? Go. Now. And my enrollment? Go away from the college, I meant. You haven't signed the documents, you're not enrolled. This is ridiculous. You can fill out forms H34, B234, and G32B and send them to the disputes office. After 60 days, your case will be reviewed by a board. At this point, you'll have another 30 days to complete Module FF33. Module FF33 must be sent to the headquarters for review. What bullshit is this? There are rules to be respected, Grim. If everyone did as they please, we would live in chaos. You call chaos being 5 minutes late. It's already been 10. Are you mocking me? If you keep doing that, I'll take that mouth of yours and shove my cock inside it. I want nothing else. So, what do I have to do to get you to reopen the enrollments? What do you think? Felvia wants to fuck me. In return, she may accept my enrollment. It's blackmail. Well, fucking someone like her is more of a gift than anything else. Be careful, guys. Remember, she's eaten people. Remember, it's said in the lore of the game that she has literally eaten people. We're gonna do that because I know you guys want to see the scene, but I think she might eat him, so we have to be careful. I think you should undress, Felvia. With great pleasure. For a moment, I thought you meant to refuse me. Refusing all of this. I bet you've never fucked someone like me. I know how to pleasure you, Grim. My pussy will take care of your cock. You can do whatever you want to me. For me, sex is like food. It's nourishment. That's true, that's what succubuses are. Relax, puppy. I love your wild scent. Wow, that is a weird tongue, guys. Oh yes, a delicious taste. I want to ride you. Remember, this is still early on, so the renders and animations probably get better. Oh yes, it's all inside me. A huge wolf cock. All inside me. Like that. Good. You have a really hard cock. If it was soft, she'd be complaining. Hard as a rock. Yeah, you know, decent little animation, huh? Oh yes, you really have an amazing cock. Yes, 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 he's doing the herbal essences. More, more. I love it. I wish I could ride your cock for eternity. Fuck me, Grim. You really know how to make me come. And now slam me to the ground. Okay. Wow, hurt me. You like that? Yes, like that. Hold me tight. Oh yes, so much passion. So good, so hot. You have so much energy. Fuck me, fuck me. You're fantastic, Grim. It's been so long since I was pleasured like this. Also, I've never seen a scene like this before in my life. Some of you guys get in, you probably have seen like old videos and stuff like they used to do. But I never really got into stuff like this. So this is interesting. This is new for me. Deeper. Fuck me deeper. Fuck me hard. I want to feel you all inside me. And pretty basic. Good boy. Yes, like that. Choke me. Hurt me. Punish me. Break me. Oh, yes, yes, I love it. Keep it up. Fuck me all night. You drive me crazy. I'm your whore. You must punish me. He's doing something with that tail. Yes, like that. Push it all in. Shove your fat cock all the way in. Oh, it's so deep. And side her on her face. I mean, you can't get her pregnant. It's impossible. She's a succubus. Fuck yes. Fine. Registration accepted. Well, I figured that was going to happen. Now, I figured if we put no, they'd probably give us an ending. Like, I'm not sure, but I think they would probably give us an ending. Well, he never attended the college, and that was the end of the game. All these chicks around here desire me. And now I fucked Miss Felvia, and I enjoyed it. Until now, I had only betrayed Anne in my head. Now I've done it with my body, too. She's been calling and texting me for days. I haven't had the courage to answer her yet. I gotta do something. I belong to a different world now, and I don't think Anne could get to be a part of it. It's really over now. What could I do? Tell her the truth! Tell her the truth anyway. She's never gonna believe me, but I can't keep on lying to her. She'll have a bad opinion of me anyway after I disappeared. This way she'll think I've gone completely insane. Too bad. I hope she'll forget about me soon and move on. I didn't behave well with her. I wasn't interested in Anne. Look, guys, I'm gonna be fairly honest with you. The game is called Monster College. The idea is different monster girls, monster women, I guess you could say, because they're adults. So, the human character doesn't work for me. On the other hand, our relationship, how could it ever have a future? It's gotten late. I'd better go to sleep. In the morning, I'll go train at the lake. And we're almost done with this video. It was a great swim. I gave my all. It was an experience that went beyond normal training. I feel like the wolf got stronger too. You know, in this game, there's also something for the ladies, you know? A lot of, I guess you could say, shirtless men. So yeah, there's a lot in these games. I feel like the wolf got stronger too. Hearing or pheromone control? While we can improve our hearing, and we can also control our pheromones, I think that's important. I don't know. Hearing would be good. I think hearing would be useful later in the game. My hearing has improved. Now it's better I go back to campus. I have classes to attend. Huh? There's someone in the lake. A woman. She seems familiar. Oh yeah, it's the Merwoman. Grace. Grim, what are you doing standing there? Have you ever never seen a mermaid swim? Hey Grace, what are you doing here? I live here, what about you? I just finished training. It shows. Are you leaving? No, let's talk. No, I feel like chatting with a beautiful girl. A beautiful girl, eh? I know one. They say she's a bit slutty, but I guess she's still hot. I do like Grace's personality. I can introduce you to her. You should stop with this slut story. It's just a joke. He's taking a little bit too far. She's obviously playing around, and he's not getting it. Which is, I guess, very European. Self-irony, you know? Yeah, but constantly denigrating myself, I wouldn't call it self-irony. Ugh, so much controversy. I'm just trying not to fuel these stupid rumors. I know. Thank you, Grimm. But I don't need to be defending. As you may have understood, I don't give weight to people's gossip. I wonder if that's true. Grace lies. She cares about what others think of her. It is true. Okay, I believe you. By the way, what are you doing here at the lake? Were you training? Training? Me? A mermaid? It's like asking a fish what sport it excels at. So you never train? It's different for me. I need water like you need oxygen. When I'm here, it's like I'm nourishing myself. Do you understand what I'm saying? I understand that you're completely naked here in front of me and you haven't blinked. One thing is certain, you're truly one of the most uninhibited women I know. I think I got it. So you can't improve your physical fitness? Are you always at your best? Something like that. Unlike other species like humans or werewolves, even if I trained every day, my performance would improve only slightly. A real shame. Different points of view. I'm fine with it. I'm still one of the most skilled marine creatures on the planet. I can breathe underwater, swim faster than the fastest motorboats, and my strength increases several times underwater. That's kind of cool. Can you talk to fish? What do you think? You can perceive their intentions. Kind of. I can empathize with fish and perceive their desires. In some cases, I can transmit impulses to guide them. Dude, she can talk to fish. Everybody thought that was lame that Aquaman had the power. Oh, well, you could talk to fish. No, talking to fish would be pretty cool, I think. For example, I can move a school of fish, but I can't control an individual fish. Fascinating. Nonsense. Anyways, we are here alone in the middle of nowhere. I am naked and you have a stunning physique. And we're talking about fish? God, she's so sexy. Do you like my pectorals? How could I not like them? You know it's not my merit, right? Don't be modest. I know you work out a lot. Not all werewolves have your muscles. I wonder how many girls you have seduced with those pectorals. I'm not that kind of guy. Quit looking at me like a piece of meat here. Don't lie, Grim. People talk in college. Girls talk. You don't have to feel guilty. I think a guy who has had many lovers is a guy with experience. And experience in a relationship is very important. That's actually quite wise. What I meant is that I don't use women, I don't deceive them. When I'm with someone, it's because that person is important and I want them to feel as such. I get it. I wonder if that's true. Put me to the test. Alright. Give me a compliment. Be sincere. A compliment? I could give you many. Just one is enough, but it has to be sincere. You are the most beautiful mermaid I've ever seen, or you have fantastic muscles. You have fantastic muscles, very athletic. How can you tell? It shows. It doesn't show much. To be certain, you have to touch me. Certainly. Touch me, Grim. Grace is inviting me to touch her. It's an excuse to get closer to me. Done. I'm touching your ass. As I thought, you're very athletic. Thank you, Grim. But now you have to entertain me. Do you want to talk about politics? No. God, no. Shall we talk about the weather? Oh, no, please don't. Music. Let's talk about you. There's not much to say. All right, then, bye. What do you want to know about me? Surprise me. I want to fuck you, Grace. Really? Does it surprise you? Not really. So what? What do you take me for? I'm not a slut. It's not like I let anyone fuck me. I'm sorry, Grace. I didn't mean to disrespect you. Don't worry, you didn't. You're damn attractive, Grim. I like you. But it's too soon. See ya, Grim. Thanks for keeping me company. I've never known a woman more provocative than Grace. She's so damn sexy. She likes toying with me, and I enjoy it. I like this relationship made of temptations. And I'm sure that sooner or later we'll get to something more concrete. I can't wait. So I do like this game. You know, see, a lot of the ladies, the Australian crazy ladies, they think that a lot of these games are just rape games, like the girls just let you do whatever you want. That's not true. There's been a lot of situations in these games where the girls were just not into me. Like, you have to work your way, just like in a real person. You don't just, that's very, very rarely that shit happens. If a person's not interested in you, they're not interested in you. You have to work your way to it. And Grace there was not just about ready to do the thing. Now, the succubus was, but that's because she wanted it and she put those thoughts in his head. So you have to understand, it's a lot more to it, and there's a lot more writing to these than people think. I think some people that are looking just for the sexual pleasure in these games will be kind of upset. They could just watch regular porn. But because there's so much more in these games as far as relationships are concerned, they have more depth to them than your average porn movie. Not just because they're monster girls. I'm sure you can find that stuff anywhere. People draw monster girls fucking all the time. But when you have to actually work at it and you have the relationships and you see these characters and their personalities, that's what kind of makes it interesting for me. Whoops. Went backwards a little bit. Meeting Grace at the lake was fun. She's a lot more she's more of a complex girl than she wants to let on. She's mysterious and damn sexy. I like spending time with her. I hope to be able to do it again soon. And people that would say things about Cyberpunk. See, I was playing Cyberpunk and I'm on the Panam path. There is a scene where Panam puts her legs, you know, on your lap. And there's one option where you try to get a little closer and she says, you know, no, not right now. It's not the time. Like, a lot of people think, and you can tell these old Australian ladies have never played any of these games. Because if they had, they would understand that there's a lot more to it. It's not like the old games where, to be fair, they were very much just sex simulators, where you would just literally do the thing. There's a lot more nuance to them, you know? They only have sex on their terms. So, it's much different. And also, there's a lot of situations where they are dominating, where they are the dominant. You know, they say there was one situation where the Australian ladies complained that there wasn't a lot of men actually being demeaned like an object and the woman being the dominant. But I've seen that a lot in these games, even in Rants. Rants! There's several scenes we've seen in Rants where if Syl gets, again, that thing that changes her into a dominant and Rants can't handle it. He's literally just completely being submissive to her. As dominant of a man as Rance is, that's a time where he's not in control. And there's the same thing that happens with the shopkeeper, where he is not expecting this side of her. Ratchet, or whatever her name is, she turns into a freaking beast, and he can't handle it. Rance can't handle dominant women, because he's used to being dominant. So, again, these Australian ladies have no idea what the heck actually goes on in these games. And how it's not just a man conquers and does... It's not like that. Maybe it was years ago, I'll admit, back in the 2000s. But here in the 2020s, a lot of the games have really changed in what they allow people to do. And they've given women more authority and agency than they've had in the past. Which is good, because it plays on an equal field. Huh? Lily? Hey, Grim. I mean, the women aren't just objects. Sure, they look sexy and they dress sexy, but they're not just gonna let you do the thing. You know, it's a lot more complicated than that. Damn, I forgot about it. I promised her that I would help her with that bad smell in her room thing. You were supposed to come to me. Where have you been? Sorry, I forgot. I've been busy. To be fair, I've been busy. I'm sorry, Lily was about to come, but I was held back several times. It's okay. Don't worry. You can come now, right? Come on. And also, we have improved smell, so we'll be able to smell the thing she's talking about. Let's go. Sure, I'll follow you. I mean, come on. She's one of the prettiest girls in the game. Lily, with the little Medusa. I mean, the snakes, they don't bother me so much, I guess. I'll steal very little of your time. I guess you get to... If she likes you, I guess the snakes are nice. I mean, but to be fair, I know a lot of women in real life that have lots of snakes and spiders. They always say, Grim, you gotta get with the goth girls. Now, there's a lot of girls, again, that play the goth Barbie, you know. But then there's the girls that are real goths, and those are the ones that actually will have the, not the kitties and puppies, but they'll have the snakes and spiders. I've got a friend of mine, she's got several spiders. And she's got the teleporting tarantulas, which move so fast you don't even know they're on you. That's scary. Straight up horror movie fuel, but she loves them. She loves her snakes and spiders. And I know others that have snakes and spiders. Here's my room. I live here alone. It's cute. Very cute. I like how you've arranged it. Thank you, Grim. You kinda wonder what her relationship is to the snakes. Do the snakes move on their own, or does she control the snakes with her, like, her brain? Because they're a part of her, right? They're her hair. So you have to wonder exactly, like, how that works. I would love to ask more questions and see if they've really developed the lore for her. Let's see, where could it be? Do you have any idea, at least? No idea, my room is always very fragrant. I see. And have you been smelling it for a few days? Yes, a few days. It started out of nowhere. Interesting. I've already looked everywhere, but without success. Maybe you'll have better luck than me. I hope so. Find the source of the weird smell. Look for the source of the weird... We can find the source. It's time to use the wolf's sense of smell. Locating it will be a piece of cake. Hmm. Found it. Have you looked under the sofa? Under the sofa? Oh yes, of course, I looked everywhere for it. Well, maybe you haven't looked well enough. Here, this was your problem. The smell came from this weird thing. Oh, you found it! You're amazing! It was under the sofa all along. I thought I'd already looked there. Yeah, maybe you missed it. Could be. What is this weird thing? It smells horrible. I've never seen an object like this before. It looks magical. Something used for hexes and such. But I can't say for sure. I'm not familiar with it. Magic and hexes. Who knows magic in this college? The only person I know that comes to mind is Sophia. I could ask for her help. A hex, huh? This looks bad. Oh no! You think someone tried to curse me? Certain of it. Looks like it. Oh, that's terrible. Who could wish me harm? I have no enemies. Honestly, I wouldn't know. Anyway, thank you for what you've done, Grim. You've been very helpful. A true friend. Don't mention it, Lily. It's nothing. Will we see each other soon? Of course. See you soon. Okay. So that was a little bit of a bonus scene, but oh, there's Dragomira. We can do a little bit more. But we have to move on to Lust Academy, and I want to play Cyberpunk. Keeping that in mind, I want to play Cyberpunk. I've got a whole nother hour of this for you guys. I'm on the Panam missions, as I've said a million times. I'm very, very close to meeting Hanako at Embers. You guys know where I'm at now. I'm getting real close. Professor Dragomira's lesson just started. Lily made me waste precious time. That girl, when she wants something, she sure knows how to get it. That smelly idol thing was really weird. Who could have done something like that to her, and why? It felt a bit off. Lily gave me the impression of knowing more than she let on. If I had more time, I would have tried to shed some light on it. But these days, I really have little time to do anything. We escaped from the cities to find refuge in the mountains. It was the only hope of survival that we had. However, not everyone made it. I lost many friends. To be honest, I lost almost all of them. Everyone lost someone. Across Europe, a third of the entire population died. Hold on. Oh, that guy's an orc? And that guy's a Star Wars, what are they called? The Twi'leks? Oh, I remember that. That dude's a literal goat. That is a, like, a orc, zombie orc kind of thing. And then there's some regular people. Like, regular normal people in the back. And I don't know what she is. Cities like Venice lost over 60% of their entire population. The consequences were catastrophic. Agriculture lost almost all of its workforce. And those who didn't die from the plague died of hunger. Even I had trouble feeding myself. People had little blood in their bodies. Blood with a terrible taste. Professor Dragomira is talking about the Black Plague, and Kyle is watching her in awe. The guy's completely out of it. Huh, what's going on? Who's that guy up there? Dean Sharp interrupted the lesson. She's talking to Dragomira about something. I could try to listen using my powers. My super hearing can even pick up faint whispers. What do you mean? Someone must have taken it away. There has been a theft. Who could have done such a thing, and why? We don't know. At the moment, I'm starting an investigation. It must have been someone inside Silverleaf. Do you think it was a student? I don't know. Certainly someone from Silverleaf, but I wouldn't exclude a teacher either. It seems like a serious matter. What now? What will you do? No one shall leave the college. The stone is still within these walls. I'm certain of it. A stone? I understand. I'll make the news public. It's the right thing to do. I agree. They're done talking among themselves. The dean is about to address the whole class. Everyone, it is with great sorrow that I communicate to you the news that is more than disheartening. The Menahun stone, has disappeared, stolen. What? That's terrible. Emily looked shocked, pale even for a ghost. What the hell is this stone? There's investigations going on at the moment. Until the stone is found, no one can leave the campus. Anyone who leaves will be considered an accomplice to the theft. Looks like Professor Dragomira is having a hard time keeping calm. Is she shocked too? Or maybe is she connected to the theft? Asking you this pains me, but there is no alternative. You'll receive updates on the matter. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation. Okay, that's where we're gonna leave off for now, guys. Thanks for sticking with us and watching this entire thing unfold. It's a lot that happened in Monster College, and I really am enjoying it. Remember, it doesn't have a good ending. It doesn't land very well, unfortunately. And, we're just gonna have to, you know, enjoy it for what it is. Just like with our next one, Lust Academy. So, alright guys, we'll see you next time with more Monster College on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm out.